Veteran Pennsylvania lawmaker Mike Vareb won't be running for re-election to the State House this year. Vareb says he's leaving for personal reasons, but conservative groups say they've been targeting the Montgomery County Republican for considering a budget that included a tax increase. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports.
In the last few election cycles, conservative interest groups have backed primary challengers against candidates they say are too moderate for the Pennsylvania GOP. Consultant Ryan Shafiq says he was vetting a few primary candidates to run against Vareb when the state representative announced he'd be retiring.
There was a primary challenge effort taking shape, and money was definitely being committed.
Citizens Alliance for Pennsylvania, a conservative group with deep pockets, says it was also looking to support a primary challenger. Leo Knepper of Citizens Alliance says his group focused on Vareb last summer as someone likely to vote against their interests.
We had actually targeted Representative Vareb with a mail piece encouraging people to contact his office and let him know that they oppose a tax increase.
Conservative groups say the state representative's decision to drop out will change the landscape for the 2016 primary. Vareb says pushback from these groups has no bearing on his decision or the direction of the state Republican Party as a whole.
What these special interest groups should be focusing on is working on agendas and governing and not trying to destroy someone else's group's agenda.
But he does admit fatigue.
The bickering back and forth in Harrisburg over this budget clearly didn't help matters when I was making my decision.
And just because a group like Citizens Alliance throws money behind a challenger doesn't mean they end up in the state house. Only twice have they defeated a sitting Republican and won the general election. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.